You ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Scott and Kim Show. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back on a very weird week.
It's been a weird week. A good week. A good week.
You think it's a good week?
Such a good week. I'm wearing sunglasses on the show today.
Your life is so cool or so bright. No, your future's so bright you had to wear shades.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It looks good on you. I think it's fine. The room is ablaze with light, and we can't see a thing because both of us had eye appointments.
Exams, yep.
Yeah. And neither of us are 100% here with the vision. It's not too bad, but I'm wearing my glare unit deals here.
I got my screen
turned all the way down, and even then it feels like I'm just being, like I'm staring straight into the sun. But we should also mention that we should talk about who blinded us today, because we went to visit her. She's our favorite technician.
Cindy.
Yes.
Cindy Parkhouse.
Did I not say Cindy Parkhouse?
You didn't say Cindy.
Oh, I meant to say her name first. Instead, we said it last. Anyway, Cindy is there today, and she did all the stuff, did all the deal she does there. And she puts the drops in. She checks for prescription changes and all that before the doctor comes and does his little looky-dooky. And there were no changes, except Kim got something weird with her contacts that changed.
Well, they changed my prescription a little tiny bit, tweaked it a little bit.
Yeah. Not too bad, though, right? Like nothing bananas.
Nothing more than a quarter of a point.
Yeah.
Like a quarter of a...
Was that what all it was? A quarter of a point? I don't know how that stuff works.
I know. I'm not quite sure, but she said that he said it would be better.
Yeah. Well, so you got to get a bunch of new of those. Nothing changed on my glasses are the same. Ever since I got those surgeries, my eyes have been just great. So I don't have anything to complain about. And then just right up the hallway, little baby infant Van Taylor Straw.
Yep. We got to go visit him again.
Van T Straw. Or VTS. If you think you might have VTS, check your doctor and see what he thinks. No, his name is Van. He's the cutest little dude ever.
Oh my gosh.
If you haven't seen my Twitter account, then go look at it. I put it all up there, a bunch of photos and stuff, on my Instagram account as well. And you can see just how cute that little dude is.
He's adorable.
Nice job there. I can't get used to it, but nice job, Nan.
I think Nan. We're going to see how it goes.
Pops
we'll see what
and
he
Nan.
Ends up calling us.
Yeah, it's too early for that. He can't say anything. No. He can barely find a nipple in the dark, which we experienced while we were there. But he is a minivan right now. He's a little tiny minivan.
Tiny.
Very small. 6 pounds, 6 ounces, yeah. About this big.
Oh, well. He's a tiny little guy.
I guess if you stretch him out,
he's adorable. He's about the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah. He's super
And he's going
to
have curly blonde hair. He already has little hair, and it's like all wavy and stuck to his head, but it was definitely got some curl.
So leading into this, I was sure that the two things were going to happen.
What's that?
That the entire experience was going to smack us in the face and go, "You're old!" But that hasn't really happened. In fact, what happens instead is everywhere we go, and the eye doctor included today, they all go, "Oh, I hear you welcome a grandbaby. This is your first?" And we're like, "Yeah." And he's like, "How are you guys grandparents again?
You're not old enough to have grandkids."
So what I like is they all secretly think that Kim and I were doing it in high school and that just someone got pregnant.
I don't think that's necessary. Everybody's thinking there's like, you look really young.
Yeah. Which is nice.
What's going on?
I take it as the compliment it is. And we are young for people who can call themselves grandparents now.
Yep.
I mean, I'm still in my 40s. So are you.
So am I.
We're not like old people yet. Not that old.
Oh, stop. There's not even really an age where you're like, now you're old people.
There is. There's that time Denny's gives you a better deal.
Age is just a number, babe.
Tell Denny's that. They don't
go
believe
in
that.
And I bet you if you said, age is just a number, I want my senior discount, they might give it to you.
You know, I've got a billion Van jokes to tell, but I promised my daughter I'd hold back a little bit.
Yeah, you don't need to embarrass him. He's going to listen to this one day and go, "Really, Grandpa? Mm. Really, Pops? Mm. That's what you said about me when I was born?"
Well, and remember what's he going to say? On TMS today, I did a couple of them. Like, he's going to be in a Van Halen tribute band.
That's awesome.
For a couple of years, he'll live in a van down by the river. Some Van Morrison joke I don't remember. Anyway, a bunch of Van jokes.
We should take him camping and just be like, "Look, Van's down by the river."
Yeah. His favorite actor is Jean-Claude Van Damme. The Van part, say in the middle.
Right, I gotcha.
But here's my new joke. I'll tell you this. Just this one, and then we're done with
and
these.
And then we gotta be done.
Then we're moving on.
Okay. Oh no. Is it that bad?
what do you call What do you call it when Van is old enough to try and get a cab? What will he be doing when he tries to get a cab?
I'm not sure.
Van Halen.
Van Halen a cab?
Yeah. Where's Van? Halen a cab. Van Halen a cab.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, it's not perfect. I'm workshopping it, and I'll let you guys know.
It's like with those kids' books when they learn to read. See Van. See Van Halen a cab.
Yeah.
Van Halen a cab.
So now that this part is done, what's left? What else? What other big moments do we have? Death? Death is it? Do we have anything else? I mean, I don't mean in the show today. I mean in life. Like, what other big life moments are we going to have?
There's lots of life moments.
Like?
Carter will get married. She'll have little kiddos.
Yeah, but you're...
Nick will get married.
Don't get me wrong. I'm excited about those, the other kids as well, and all that. But that will feel like, okay, well, we've done it once. Now we can... Now we know what we're doing.
Come on. It'll feel different every time, though.
I mean, it will, but it's still...
more of them.
It's still just more of the same moment.
Well, in like 20 years, technically, you could have great grandkids.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
You
see?
Think that's the next one, then? Do we even show up
Think
for that?
Think about this. Think about this. You'll still only be in your 60s.
Oh, my gosh. That's weird.
See? Not bad.
Do we still go to those?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because none of the grandparents were at this one.
Well, it all depends on the mom.
Oh.
And who she wants there.
Oh, that's right. Taylor was very picky about
who she
invited.
It depends on who she invites to be at the hospital.
Yeah, she kept this a very private affair. Dylan's parents, us, her sister and her brother, and then some friends here and there, but mm-hmm. mostly she wanted to kind of keep it low-key, which I don't blame her at all.
Which is nice, because too many people just ends up being too many people.
Yeah, it's like Carter's high school graduation. She was like, I don't want anyone to go. I don't even want to go. We're going to do it. I'm going to go down the aisle. I'm going to get
We're
my thing.
We're all going to go, yeah.
But she didn't want to have a giant party or a big mess about it. So.
And then Nick didn't want to even walk. He sat by the pool and in daybreak, sat by the community pool and watched his graduation on the KSL.com app.
On his phone.
And watched all of his friends. He's like, I don't care.
He didn't want to go.
I thought that was weird, but whatever.
Here's the thing. I'll say it again.
Do your own thing.
Taylor, on the other hand, stoked about it.
Well,
loved the whole parade.
She was there. She was an SBO.
What's SBO?
Student body officer.
Oh, right.
She had a lot to do with it.
Super body odor. No, you're right. Yeah. She was always
very
that way.
Into her school.
Very social.
Nick was just like, let's get done.
Yeah. Nick wanted just like, this is dumb. I hate school. Let's just finish this out.
Not
I graduated. I'm happy. Okay, let's go. Carter, same deal, except in her case, she was like, all right, I'll go do the thing, but I don't want a million relatives here. And by the way, she did y'all a favor, if you're listening. She did you a freaking favor, because that place sucks. We did it in the Delta Center downtown, or it's not that now. What is it?
Oh, Carter, you mean?
Yeah, the jazz place. What's it called?
Now it's the Vivint Arena.
Vivint Home, Smart Home Arena.
Yes. Okay.
Delta was so much better.
What did she do a favor? Oh, not inviting a bunch of people?
Yeah,
you're
because
like, no one wants to be there? Because
it sucks. It's cramped. It's hot.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who like their graduation, so you can't say...
None of
Not
the,
about
by
everybody.
The way, none of the concession stuff that's open during a jazz game is open during these graduations.
That's what you wish. Well, if it's going to be an event, let's make it a real event.
Let's
sit here and eat my nachos while we cheer for our daughter.
It's like a 5-hour event where you get this long to clap for your own kid. And you're done. And you were there for 5 hours for that.
Then they call the next name. And What was it, 1,100 kids or something?
Yeah, it was a lot of kids. It was multiple schools, or was it just their school?
No, just their senior class.
Oh.
They had a lot, and then Nick had 900, I want to say, in his. So it's a lot of kids.
Yeah, it was a lot.
So it's a long day.
Hated it.
It depends on if your kids want to be there. If they want to be there for graduation, dude, support them.
Oh, yeah, you support them, and that's what we did.
Go and have a good time.
But when Nick said, yeah, I'm not into it, I went, are you sure?
Okay.
He says, yeah. All right. Sweet.
You don't have to rent the gown. Just go get your cap and your diploma after school. And
we'll take you to dinner. We'll have a nice little family time. You can play video games all night and do whatever you want. It's your graduation, not mine, boy.
Boy.
Anyway, so we're at this new stage and it's interesting and we're going to spoil that kid rotten.
Oh, he's so fun.
His cry is like, it doesn't cry that much, but when he does, it just sounds good to me. It doesn't sound like the same cry. And like they're going to have the midnight, 3 o'clock in the morning cry.
Like,
we won't
it's
have
your
that.
Turn.
But we will have this cute little dude who will come over and visit, and the dogs will love him when he's big enough to be with dogs, and he's just going to be rad all the time. And he's already wearing a little video game jumpsuit looking thing today.
He had his onesie on that said, Player 3 has entered the game.
That's right. Player 3 has entered the game with a big controller down there in the middle. So he's already a nerd and doesn't even know he's a nerd yet.
The funny thing is that his newborn size, they're just drowning him because he's so tiny.
Yeah.
He's really cute.
He passed his hearing stuff.
Mm-hmm. They said they had little tiny earbuds to use for the hearing test.
Yeah, like little...
That's crazy.
Little AirPods in his ears. And then they would do these high-pitched, wee, and he would make him cry, and that's a good sign.
Yep, they can hear it. He passed his test.
Yeah, he's got a doodle, so he's got the stem on the apple there. So that's all in shape. That's all where it's supposed to be. What else? He's all good. He doesn't have any...
Long fingers and long toes.
Yeah.
He's really...
I wish those would keep growing in proportion to what they are now. Just a big, no, dangly-looking, salad fingers-looking creature.
He'd wear, like, size 17 shoes and never find a hat.
Oh, I'd be so into it. But yeah, we're very proud and excited, humbled. I thought I was all out of dad emotions, like new kinds of feelings I'd have for my kids. But watching Taylor do this and watch her be super tough and rad about it.
Now you have granddad feelings about the whole
thing.
And
I have that
too.
Exactly. So it's like new, different feelings. But it's also new feelings for her because I never really thought of her as somebody who could do this. Who could just create life and push that baby out of there and go through what that means and 9 months of this and that and all the stuff that entails being a mom. It's hard freaking work. Hard work. I've seen you do it. So I've had my moment of, ooh, I have new feelings for Kim now that I've seen her do this thing. I now have new feelings for Taylor seeing her do it. It's like she leveled up for me.
Yeah. And walking in the room and having another person that wasn't there before is just a really cool feeling.
Unless they're like some old guy you've never heard and he's just in this corner of the room going, don't
mind
me.
Brand new, never been here. Little tiny person.
By the way, people want you to confirm. This is going to be a problem moving forward on Skim. I'm sorry to say this. But people will hear me say something on TMS and assume I made it up.
Oh.
And so then they want you to confirm or deny.
What do you need me to confirm
The tuna melt that was 5 hours old. I told people that I bit into this old tuna melt because I was hungry, and you said it stunk as soon as I opened it.
Okay, hold
true
on.
True or
hold
not
on.
True?
A little exaggerated.
How?
It was about an hour after we bought it that you started eating it.
No, it was like 5 o'clock. I started eating that thing. Wasn't it? And we ate it like 1.
But we bought it at like 4:30.
No. We didn't buy it at 4:20. She was pushing.
It's a true story, but it was an exaggerated story. So about an hour and a half after he bought it, or Carter had it for dinner, it was some leftover, but it did stink. And it was because it's tuna. It wasn't because it was bad.
No, I didn't say it was bad.
It was really stinky. I was like, do not eat that in Taylor's room. She will probably kick you out because it stinks and she can't eat anything.
Here's the timeline. Bought it at 1, opened it at 5. That's the timeline. That's
he was born at 5:37.
No.
And you had taken it in there, eating it before she had him.
Oh, that was before 4:20, uh-huh. Wasn't it? Okay, so 4. 1 to 4.
Still exaggerated. Oh. No.
All right, but it was gross, and you
it
thought
was
it was
fine. It just was really strong, and it had pickles in it and everything, and you were trying to eat it in the hallway, and I'm like, okay, everyone's going to kick you out of here. It smells so bad.
Well, they ended up doing that anyway because we were breaking HIPAA rules by walking around and they're looking at other people's charts. And we weren't doing that, but that's what they thought we could do, right?
They were on screens. It wasn't like we were looking at people's charts. We were just like standing there and there was a screen with 4 different people's vitals on it. And so that they came in.
Yeah, but on those things, it would be, here's their medical hoo-ha number and here's the
No, that's only on Taylor's screen.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I saw it on the outside ones. Anyway, that doctor was like, get out the freaking hall. You don't belong in here. And I'd forgotten about all that stuff. So
he was like, I'm sorry, guys. We're going to have to go have you wait in the waiting room.
He was fine. Not really a hard ass, but
no.
I was still irritated.
You were irritated because you're like, seriously, we've been here all day.
Yeah. Like, let me in or let me stay here. But it's not going to hurt anybody. We're not doing anything. We're standing in the hall talking to each other and looking at our phones. I'm not walking around scanning people's freaking medical IDs. But then again, I also think medical privacy is important, and I understand. You got to enforce it. I get it.
All right. So did we get any calls this week? Because neither one of us can read emails.
Well, I'm going to read a question, but I'm going to summarize it. Okay?
Okay.
Before I do that, though, we got a very small Twitter question. I cannot read this name, but it says, what has changed for you two since you had your first in 94? So this is that daughter. This is Taylor giving birth now.
What has changed For what? For us?
For the experience. The world? Well, we don't mean like what's changed in history.
Okay. Means so like what changed at the hospital.
Yeah, the birthing experience. What changed? Anything in your mind? Because you were there. You did the deal.
I think a lot of things have changed for having a baby these days. There's so many more products, so many things that I look at and kind of chuckle as the grandma and like, well, we did it without that. It was fine. Mm. There's a lot of unnecessary products, I think, out there. But as far as the baby being born, I think it's pretty much the
same. About the same, isn't it? I mean, you went...
Like the hospital stuff, there's a lot of cool stuff out there and a lot more, I don't know.
The big difference is that you went natural with her and she didn't.
I did.
Yeah. I think that maybe is what produced a chill baby this time. Because when the mother's more chill, the baby's more chill. When you had Taylor, I'm not saying she's not.
She was pretty chill.
She can find her chill, but she can, you know, she gets up there a little bit. She's got a little bit of me in her. She gets a little spazzed out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that, other than that, I didn't notice much different.
No,
even
not really.
Even the little water mug with the straw they give you is the same.
The same, says the same hospital name on there.
Yeah.
Intermountain Healthcare.
Yep. Same as we had. And like most of the technology hasn't really changed. I know there's like 3D scans you can do instead of ultrasounds, but they're very expensive. So the whole process for the 9 months was all ultrasounds, just like we had. And I know what one of the big differences was, but it has nothing to do with the hospital. If in 94, everybody had in their pocket a really nice high resolution quality, high quality phone like we do now or camera, that would have been amazing. Wasn't a thing in 94. So the pictures are a billion times better and more numerous and everyone's got it in their pocket and everybody can take pictures. And
you can show everybody everywhere the picture.
Yeah. There's a reason you guys got to see that stuff like immediately.
If I didn't know you and invite you over to my house and have you look at the scrapbook we had made of all the pictures.
Right.
Then you wouldn't know what my kids would look like.
Yeah. I think that's a cool... I mean, people complain about this.
It is really, really cool.
Too much technology. Phones are ubiquitous. I think we forget about the times when...
I think people are on them sometimes too much. Oh, sure. But what they can do for us is not a problem.
I think it's a fair trade. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take it. Because that's super rad that you could do any of that. Plus, she had like a SLR-wielding friend of hers who does photography as well. So does Taylor, but she can't do her own while she's pregnant and in labor. So she had a friend do it and got some really amazing pro looking shots as well. So we got best of both worlds. I just thought that end of it was cool for me to see it. It was like, oh yeah, that's right. This would have been neat had I had this option when I was, when it was 94. The best I could do was a crappy...
called a birth story where you have someone come in and do all of it.
Yeah. But I had a handy cam. Remember that?
I don't even think that was with Taylor. It was a really big camera when we had Taylor.
It wasn't that big. It was probably...
Oh, no. It was the one that sat on your... It was the shoulder one.
No.
Yes. You're thinking Nick. By the time Nick rolled around, no. Then it was different. Yeah, I could probably have pictures of that.
Pictures of me holding it?
Yes.
I don't remember what I had, but yeah. I had something. But yeah, like...
It was big.
It wasn't Betamax.
It wasn't Betamax.
We're not talking 80s here. And we're not talking.
Your dad did have that though.
He did. My dad was into it when I was in high school. He had all that. But VHS, no. It would have been like, what those called? Ultra 8s or whatever they were. It was videotape, but it was like a little.
It was a big videotape when Taylor was born.
I don't think so.
It was. We had one camera like that, and then they went smaller and smaller.
I think it's cracky
smoke. By the time Nick. I'm the one.
No, for real. I remember my tech history pretty well. I remember where I was. Whatever. We're getting a divorce. That's it. This facade
because
is now...
Because you can't remember anything.
Yeah, this fake relationship's falling apart before your eyes, everybody. All over what kind of hell, what stupid camera I had. But High 8, that's it. John from Florida. High 8 it was called. And it's a dumb dead standard, and I still have some tapes I need to transfer, and it sucks. I would have killed for the digital future.
We have lots of boxes of tapes that need to be transferred.
Yeah, this is all true. Things. Well, thanks for that question. And then also, I have a question. Why does she have so many damn clothes for the kid already? What's going on with
what
that?
What are you talking about?
Well, when you and I had babies, we had like 3 outfits or something.
That's not true.
One of them was a bag with holes cut in it.
So exaggerated.
Here's where his legs go. Make sure to tie it up at the top.
We had a lot of clothes. They do end up with a lot of really cute clothes. She has her cute onesies with all the graphics on them and... She has the one that he was wearing today that said "Made in Vagina."
Vagina, oh my gosh, that's our family.
And
for
then
him.
He had a cute little one that said "Little gentleman, and then he peed all over it. It was great.
Pete, as soon as he got was getting ready to put in, he just whizzed all over it. And that's a good sign, by the way. The fact that he's peeing means he's hydrated, means he's eating, means he's feeding, and he's working. It's working.
I think a lot of it, though, has to do with the fact that your daughter's a photographer and wants really cute things to take lots of pictures with.
Oh, yeah. This is going to get
crazy. I think that changes with 2 and 3 kids, where you're like, oh, this is plenty. We're good.
It's like that commercial where that lady comes home with the first one and everything's perfect. And then the second one comes home. And they're just like, dang.
And they're like, they drop the binky on the floor and they just lick it and put it back in.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares at that point?
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. These onesies are the size of, you know, I put them on action figures. They're tiny. And they're not going to last. How long do those last? You can grow out of them.
He actually will grow out of them slower than most babies. He's 6'6", so he's a tiny little thing.
But
most babies, like Nick was 8'14", he probably would have worn those for about 2 weeks.
Wait, 8'14", that's 8 pounds at 14 ounces?
Mm-hmm. He's just a lot bigger.
Wait a minute. Isn't it 12 ounces per pound?
16.
Oh, right. I was like, why don't they just go to the next one? That's like saying, oh, I'm 6'12". No, you're 7 feet.
6'13".
Dude, why aren't we doing kilos? We need to go metric. Let's go metric.
The question is when? Where do you start that? Where do you start going, okay, this year in kindergarten, we're going to change it all.
So that really is where it has to happen because in my professional life, I use metric every day.
It would have to change there and it could slowly trickle up. But by the time junior high, I mean, it would be like, no, this is the way I learned it. I'm not changing that now.
Would you call that trickle down measurenomics?
Yes.
Great.
Maybe just call the class that.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, there's that.
Really change it.
Here's an actual email. I can read this now because my eyes are getting a little better. Or at least I'll summarize it. Oh, it's so bright in here. This came, by the way, to us over at the website. Just go to the website, frogpants.com/skim, and you can send a message right there. It says right here, hello, Kim. She's talking to you.
All right.
This is from Rainbow Bright, Desiree Ray in the chat. She's the one that made those rad dolls of us.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, where is the doll? Over there. I would love to hear Kim's side of the story. And basically what it is, so I don't kill myself reading this, is I've talked on the show about the first time I saw you and what I felt like. Like when I saw you and I was like, oh, she's the one. I don't know why. I just know I'm going to end up marrying this girl. She wants to know, from your point of view, what was it like seeing me? What was your impression of me? Why didn't you run with your hands in the air? Like, what was
the first time I saw you? It was kind of funny because I saw you. I didn't recognize you.
You'd heard tale.
People had talked about him for days. Mm-hmm. No, I saw you, but you weren't really willing to talk to me, which I thought was interesting. Maybe that was more intriguing.
The lizard, or it's the old phrase, the lizard has my tongue. What is it? The cat has had my tongue. The cat had my tongue.
The lizard has my tongue.
I'm sorry. I can't talk to you. My lizard.
This is how he gets out of a room.
Yeah.
Okay. This is my code name. Yeah.
the chicken has flown the coop. The lizard has my tongue. Oh, that's our sign. Go, go, go.
Yeah. I saw you and we talked for like a minute, but you wouldn't really talk back to me.
It was
and
all you too.
Now I know it was like you were nervous.
I was dead nervous.
But I couldn't
nervous.
Tell. He just kind of smiled a lot like, hey.
I was so nervous, dude. I was smitten, completely smitten by you.
You were completely smitten. I love that.
What were you, though?
But I was smitten in a different way because I was a lot more chatty. I was a lot more forward, I think is the right word.
Yeah, you were very forward.
I was very forward. And so whenever you wanted, you know, to get together or talk to me again, I was like, oh, cool. He actually, you know, does like me. Oh, I don't know because you weren't saying anything. You're like,
I always get this feeling, though, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. You probably will. But I've always had this feeling that it was just a matter of time. If somebody else had walked by who would have been willing to be more vocal right then, you just go with that guy.
Okay, but let's be honest here.
Yeah.
As soon as I got to know you, extremely vocal. We're good.
Yeah, I got pretty vocal, didn't I?
As soon as you weren't tongue-tied from being nervous.
Well, look at me now.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't
Once
shut
you
my
started
mouth
talking,
now.
It was fine. Yeah. At first, I just assumed, maybe he doesn't like me. I don't know. He's not saying anything, not realizing you were smitten until later.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Desiree. Yes. I hope that helps.
I was smitten, but wasn't quite sure what to make of it because he didn't talk to me a lot.
Well, I didn't.
Which is
what
you would do if anyone did that.
Right.
You'd be like, well, okay, maybe I got mixed signals here.
No, I was nervous. I'll say that. I was really taken by you.
But I was very excited once he was more willing to talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sweet.
Do you remember what I first...
I was super attracted to you, but I just didn't know how you felt.
You gave me cookies first time I met you.
I did.
Yeah, and they were great.
I did.
Were they homemade?
They were.
I've never asked that.
Yes, I made them myself. Huh. I'm not going to put it on a plate, saran wrap some Oreos.
Why not? I would have eaten those.
Now that is a recipe we need to get up.
Yeah, let's get that up on the recipe Discord. Oh, good time to remind people of that, by the way. Uh-huh. The Discord, the Frog Pants Discord, which you can find over at the contact page on the website, if you don't already belong, has a Skim recipe group. And it's just a place for all y'all and us when Kim has something to feed. I know, I'm talking Southern. All this talk about how I met you. you can just throw them in there and share them. And it's just a big happy community going on in there. You can scan them and put them in that way if that's easier. You can type them and paste them, whatever you want to do. And share your stuff. You should share your cookie recipe that we met with.
Yes.
What was it? Do you remember?
They're called Wookiees.
Were those Wookiees you made that day?
I think those were Wookiees.
What?
Which are flourless chocolate chip oatmeal peanut butter cookies.
They're fantastic.
They're really good.
Yeah.
I need to put that in there.
Why don't we make one sometime?
Those are really nice for those that are gluten free.
Yeah. I think we kind of did. We did do a video once for Geek Food. It exists out there somewhere where you're
somewhere.
Making that. Yeah. And if I had time for like a full blown edited rad, we need to make one of the kids do all the production work.
There you go. Put Nick to work.
Oh, that'd be a good idea. I've never really just really grabbed onto the YouTube thing and gone for it because I don't have the right project yet.
Well, maybe that's the one.
Maybe cooking. It is. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
You're not committing to anything, are you?
No, nothing. Hey, we have this number, 801-471-0462. People can leave voicemails there. And we got one. Do you want to hear it?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. My co-host, Kim
Johnson. I do want
to
hear it. Sorry.
All right. Here. Sorry. Grandma,
are you
okay, Grandma? I was
drinking some more water.
Freaking Grandma. Someone nudge Grandma. All right. Here we go. I'm going to play it right here. Here you go.
Okay. You played this one.
What? Did I play this one?
Like 2 weeks ago.
I did?
You did. Because we talked to him about this being late thing.
You could have warned or said something.
I'm over here snapping.
You were snapping? Oh, I missed it. Did I really play that one
and
already?
And I totally agreed with him, and I thought that's, like, awesome for a guy to be. Yeah.
Why don't I remember playing this?
I don't know.
Grandpa. I mean, it was familiar to me because I played it and previewed it.
You're like, this is really familiar. It's probably just because of that. We did listen to that one, like, a couple weeks ago when we were talking about being on time and how that affected you and I because I'm always really early to everything.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Okay. Is it creepy?
Are you senile? What?
No. Is it creepy at all that he's walking around the block and kind of not...
I think that's hard for some people because they are anxious about meeting, especially when you're meeting new people.
Yeah.
I like that he clarified with it really works really well, getting all his friends to the movies, getting everybody where they need to be on time. But when it comes to that, I think early is almost harder because then you are more nervous, which is why he's walking the block trying to think of what to say.
Yeah.
First time he sees them. But I don't think it's a bad thing still. It would probably drive him more crazy if he showed up late.
Oh, right.
For something when he's used to being early.
I can't believe we played this before and I don't remember it.
Okay.
You know, the problem is I went to the thing to download it and it said I hadn't downloaded it yet. Maybe it duplicated
that is weird.
It. Yeah,
maybe
I think it just, it threw me off.
But I did appreciate his ideas.
Yeah, his ideas are good.
Yeah.
There's a quality idea given going on there.
Maybe you need to be a little earlier on things.
Yeah, maybe. That might be it. All right. We've come to that part of the show where we dabble in the unknown, and it's called this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
Well, will we? I don't know or not, because
Kim
hasn't told me any ideas here tonight. So what are we doing for our food recommendation?
Okay, so we brought up our Wookiees.
Yeah.
That's a good jumping off point.
All right.
Because those are fantastic. We need to get that recipe up. But they are, like I said, flourless. Good for the gluten-free. They're oatmeal, peanut butter, chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
They're really good.
Oh, I found our original episode.
You did?
Yep. It's Geek Food number 2. I don't know if this is the video or the audio show. It was video. Or no, it was audio.
Audio. Yeah.
Audio.
Number 2
and
it's just been audio.
Here you go, chat. This is the old blog. It's still up at geekfood.wordpress.com. And none of the images work, but you know what? I'm going to copy it right now, but
put it right in Discord. And
yeah, it looks super simple.
It's a pretty easy recipe. I've had to tweak it a little bit over the years, mm-hmm. only because it doesn't have the flour, so sometimes it's a little wetter, sometimes it's a little drier, depending on the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I know that seems odd.
Yeah.
But, and different kinds of oats. If you use steel-cut oats, sometimes they're shredded a little bit smaller, and so whenever you do 4 cups, it's a little more of it.
Yeah.
So you might want to play with it a little bit. Sometimes they end up being like big, huge, clumpy cookies, and sometimes they're a little more crumbly. But either way, they're fantastic mouthfeel.
Oh my gosh. This was...
No, the flavor's really good.
By the way, February of 2006.
Wow.
So that's how many years? 12 years?
Yeah, that's a long
this
time
month,
ago.
This coming month? That's crazy.
Or almost 13.
Yeah.
So that's 2019.
All right. Well, I'll paste these into the thing. Again, Discord is the place you want to get it. You get that at frogpants.com/contact. Or if you just go to the skim page on Frogpants, it's linked right there.
I was thinking, though, that this month is tomorrow is February.
Mm-hmm.
And cookies are a good way to go with Valentine's, whether it's treats to people, treats to teachers. I know you can't do that in school because you have to have wrapped pre...
You do?
Yeah, you can't take homemade items to school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For kids, no, you cannot.
Why can you not do that?
They have to be store-bought, or even if you bring like donuts, it has to be bought in a donut shop. That's... It's just...
I'm surprised by that for some reason.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know why I'm surprised by that.
I think it just has a lot to do with... I mean, there are some people's kitchens that you don't want to eat anything out of.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I don't like potlucks for that reason. It's like some lady up the road.
Sure.
It's like, what the hell is in that chili? I don't want that.
But all of you listening, I know you're good cooks.
Yeah.
Because you're listening and you're adding to Discord and you're putting your recipes out there.
Of course.
But there are some sketchy kitchens that they won't allow. I think that's the reason they won't allow non-bought items to go to schools.
Right. Looking in here, there's been some chatter since we last did this. If you guys want to check it out, it's looking good. And I just put them in. Recipe for Wookiees. And why do we call them Wookiees? Why? Is it we just thought they'd look like a hairy...
They're brown and kind of chunky looking. And so we were trying to find a nerdy name for them.
Yeah. I think it works. I think it still holds.
Yeah. My aunt started this recipe a long time ago.
Which aunt?
Aunt Kay.
Okay. Which one? Hollingsworth or the other one?
Hollingsworth.
Okay.
She started this. And so I've tweaked it a little bit as far as because we live in Utah and it's different from Mississippi.
Mm. yeah.
It's very dry here.
Yeah.
So we had to tweak it a tiny bit, but it's nothing too drastic. So I think it should work almost anywhere.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's the stuff.
They're really, really good.
The only thing I think Mississippi and Utah have in common, two things.
Me.
You. And they're very red states politically.
Oh, okay.
That's really it.
We're not getting political here.
No, not at all.
Move along, sir.
I just think that's a thing to
nothing
point
to see
out.
Here.
Just a thing to say. Nothing more than that. All right. And vote how you want, you guys. I'm not telling you how to vote.
No.
No. I'm just saying.
No, he's not.
Just saying the current setup is a little rough right now. That's all. All right. We got anything else? I think that's it.
I think that's it.
Yeah. I think that's a show. We will be back, of course, next week with more. And by then, things will have calmed a little bit. We won't have dilated eyes. We'll have...
Oh, man. I'd like to not be wearing sunglasses inside.
We'll have a baby in the family that will be home with his mother and his father, and they'll be doing their thing, and it just will feel like a little more settled. But
it's
everyone's
been a fun week, but really crazy. I can't believe it's already Friday tomorrow.
Oh, it's insane. Like, How is it already Friday tomorrow?
But then it's the weekend and I'm happy about that.
I don't understand.
Woohoo. And it's Super Bowl weekend.
Is it?
Yeah.
Superb Owl this weekend? What are we going to do?
Superb Owl. We're going to have a little party.
Yeah? Just
not
us?
Not a big party. Little party. A couple of friends.
Yeah?
Who's
coming over?
Some wings.
Probably. Sanders, maybe?
I believe. Well, I haven't told them that yet, so...
Oh, well, you should ask them.
I should really quickly call them.
Before they hear this, yeah. Because we like them. They're nice. And
I invited Taylor and Dylan, but I don't know if they'll come. Probably not, considering new baby.
If I were them...
Baby van.
If I were them, I
wouldn't
come.
Stay home forever.
Yeah. You got a little baby now. You just chill with him for a while and enjoy it. That kid's got to get used to living with a giant pit bull in the house.
That'll be interesting, because I can only imagine one bark would scare that baby out to death.
Well, and you're already a little concerned about that.
Well,
you know?
It's a big dog and a little baby.
Yeah, so there's some concern. But nonetheless, and notwithstanding, we'll be here to talk about all that and more next week right here on Skim. That's frogpants.com/skim. Gosh dang it. Nothing's coming out right. You can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/frogpants. Get you a whole lot of entertainment for hardly anything, because that's pretty much the whole network, minus a couple of shows that have their own. But patreon.com/frogpants is the way to support us if you really like Skim.
And we really appreciate it.
We do, don't we?
We do.
It helps pay the bills and keep the lights on.
Exactly.
And help us buy little grand baby toys. what else? Voicemails, 801-471-0462. It's going to do it for us.
Us some messages. Come on, people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get some in here.
Get in there.
You got a little slow this week, you guys. Come on. I know it's hard. It's embarrassing. It's all those things. But we're not going to make fun of you. So call. Get them in there. We'll talk about them next week.
Thank you.
That's it. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Have a good week.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
It's like, what the hell is in that chili? I don't want that.